yeah, baby! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Beach Bars and Guitar Show. I'm your host, Johnny Rustler. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a different but awesome show lined up. Different, you say? Well, here's what it is. I got so many cool new releases coming out that by the time I got to all these people, it might not be new. So on the show, we have Mike McHenry, Robin Tricker, and Todd Donnelly from Mr. Myers, all telling us about their brand new songs. So it's going to be awesome. And we have, man, I got to get some other new songs to some of those people on, so it's going to be fantastic. Also, for those people that are going to Trop Rock Strong Fest down in Key West, which I still wish I was one, but I'm going to be hitting the list of Key West's coolest bars. Well, and that can be up to how you think, but it's going to be according to a list off the amazing internet. And we'll see if we agree or not. It will be a two-part series and a fantastic thing. But ladies and gentlemen, speaking of new tunes, Joe Downing has got a great new album out, and he's got a new song called Blue Camaro. Now, here's the thing. Guess what? And I'll tell Joe when we get him on the horn. But I had a Blue Camaro when I was, you know, just a spiteful little teenager. So this song kind of takes me back. It was like a teal, green, blue Camaro Firebird thing. It was so good. Oh, I miss it. But anyways, let's kick it off with a little Joe Downing, his new tune, Blue Camaro.
We would turn up the radio, and we would just up and go to where paradise is in reach, when life was just a beach. We would park that old ride, sandy footprints all over the inside, right there by the sea. Baby, it was just you and me singing, oh, 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 in our blue Camaro. It took us all over the world, oh, 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 in our blue Camaro. It was just me and you, girl, for the places we go in our blue Camaro. Had a bumper sticker for every one of them beach towns, having fun in the sun. We added up the miles when we ran wild, we were singing the sweetest song. Oh, 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 in our blue Camaro. It took us all over the world, oh, 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 in our blue Camaro. It was just me and you, girl, all the places we'd go in our blue Camaro. Sitting on the hood of that old car, we used to try to count the stars and wishing on the ones that fail. Oh yeah, the stories they could tell when you'd ring my bell in our blue Camaro. Oh, 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 in our blue Camaro. Camaro. It was just me and you, girl. Oh, 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 in our blue Camaro. It took us all over the world. Oh, 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 in our blue Camaro. It was just me and you, girl, for the places we go.
in our blue Camaro.
Wheel spinning down on Santa Cruz Avenue. Candy apple lips getting sweeter every kiss. $10 teddy cause you hate to lose. Share a Sunday on a Saturday. Lazy, let my hair down. Baby, yeah, you're driving me crazy. Uh-oh, this ain't California dreaming. Uh-oh, how you seeing what I'm seeing? That summertime all the time. Baby, can you feel it? Uh-oh, you're my California, California. Thing. Gas station shades, yeah, we got it made under palm trees. Who needs the blame? Beach waving hair with that millionaire smile. Rodeo driving that laid back style. Uh-oh, this ain't California dreaming. Uh-oh, are you seeing what I'm seeing? That summertime all the time, baby, can you feel it? You're my California. Uh-oh, you're my California, California. Uh-oh, you're my California, California. Don't need that money, money. When you got the sunny, sunny look in your eyes, the way we touch, touch, touch. Gives me that rush, rush, rush. Uh-oh, this ain't California dreaming. Whoa, are you seeing what I'm seeing? That summertime all the time, baby, can you feel it? Uh-oh, this ain't California dreaming. Whoa, are you seeing what I'm seeing? That summertime all the time, baby, can you feel it? Whoa, you're my California, California gold. Whoa, you're my California, California gold. Whoa, 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 my California, California gold. California, California gold. Whoa, you're my California, California gold. Whoa, my California, California gold.
I wanna kiss you in the Keys. We sugar love to the sea. From Big Pine on down. I just want you hanging round. Got on that island hopper. Started heading south. That empty seat next to me. What was that all about? Hit that salty air. When I looked around, I saw you everywhere. And I can't wait to have you here with me. Change those latitudes a few degrees. I wanna kiss you in the Keys. Degrees. I wanna kiss you in the Keys. Sugar. kiss you in the keys. From Sugarloaf to the sea. From Big Pine on down. I just want you hanging around.
Too drunk to walk, and our house is real, real far. You left me there with my friend Javier while you packed up all your things. I have to admit it stung a little bit when you pawned my wedding ring. But don't touch my swims, don't take my flip-flops, don't take my tiki torches, 'cause I just fit them up. Don't take my record player, don't touch my Ray-Bans, don't take my margaritaville plastic blender cup. She got 200 for the house I bought in 99. The world was right, but I wasn't too shy when I didn't see it die. The kid down the street thought it was neat when you gave him a baseball card. He jams them in his books and thinks it's a joke, and he sends his best regards. Don't touch my swims, don't take my flip-flops, don't take my tiki torches, I just spit them up. Don't take my record player, and don't touch my Ray-Bans, don't take my margaritaville plastic blender cup. Walking down the beach, not a penny to my name. The future ain't bright, I can't turn on the lights in my rundown A-frame. She came along and changed the soul song. She does all things that you wouldn't do. She takes off her swimsuit, kicks off her flip-flops. Still looks good when the sun comes up. She loves to dance with my record player. She looks good in my Ray-Bans. She's got a matching margaritaville plastic blender cup. She's got a matching margaritaville plastic blender cup.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on the line with a brand new number one song that we're just about to play, Mr. Michael McHenry. Hey, buddy.
Hello, Jeff. Hi, Johnny. How are you?
I am fantastic. Hey, buddy. First of all, thanks for sending me this song.
Happy to help. That is
a great tune. So, you know, I like popping in with with new stuff and all that. So tell me inspiration behind this tune.
It's crazy, but it was inspired by the feeling I had after getting a massage. I was so relaxed. And we were doing breathing therapy and I was like, so relaxed, I was forgetting to breathe. And I was trying to write a song later on. Pardon me. Trying to get a song going later on, and it just kind of came into me. And I thought, I cannot do a love song. It was kind of coming out with like a love song. I can't do a love song to my massage therapist. That's just creepy. So,
or is it?
Well, yes, we'll go with it. And, So the whole sailing thing is also kind of that sort of zen thing, that feeling that I get when you're just kind of out sailing and the wind's right and the waves are right and you're just sort of in the right spot. And that's kind of where I went with the song. And I thought, well, that follows a little bit more of a trop rock theme than being in love with your massage therapist, which I'm not, by the way. But that's the inspiration, believe it or not.
No,
wouldn't have guessed that, would you have?
No, not at all. Not at all. I thought you were watching, like, you know, I thought it came from that little piece of magic you showed me. We don't got to talk about that just yet, though. But, yeah, you know, like, I was like, oh, yeah, someone's out on a boat enjoying the good times and not expecting that one. So, man, who'd you get to play on it? Who's all playing on it?
Well, the mostly studio guys here in St. Louis, Jay Hayes, who's been really helpful with a lot of my guitar work on my songs and bringing the idea to life. And Brett Volker, who's done most of my drums and percussion. And then I decided to use Jumping Dog Studios and Ron Flint, who the Detentions have been, they've used them for all three of their CDs.
Yeah.
And gave me the thumbs up on them. And I just kind of turned it over to him and let him have at it. And he added the bass and the B3 organ, which really gave it a good feel. And then added a local Austin, Texas singer, Tina Wilkins, on the vocals, which made a big difference.
You know, and I don't think people realize, especially now for me, it's different. I got a band. You know what I mean? Like, so everybody does their job. So I don't think people realize, like, how pulling it together when you're just doing a solo gig and you need a damn good song like that, how much work actually goes in. That's a lot of calling, man. That's a lot of phone calls.
It is. Yeah. It was a lot of time and, just trying to get people organized and trying to find the right people. Another guy, Mark Mayer, played the piano. So I never really had much of a piano help in the past. So trying to get a piano player going was a little bit of a challenge. But yeah, it takes a lot of time. And then they send the tracks over to me and I'll edit them down and say, can we try a little bit of this? And it takes a lot of effort.
And you know, I got to say, you're good with the editing, man. From just the song, I'll tease it. Mike and I have a song coming out. Eventually.
Yes, we do.
But just from work.
Christmas next year.
Yes. By 2030, this thing is going to be done. I can't wait for it to be out, though, man. It's a good tune. But, like, you're great with the software, man. I can't use I got all this stuff here. I barely know how to use it. Like, I need to take a class or something. So, I got to send all my crap out. Like, the way you cut it up made it sound good. I can't do that on mine. So I'm like, hey, all right, man. You're good at this craft. You're good at the recording craft, too, not just singing and playing. You know, because it's two different animals. Two different animals. So, and you got that one nailed down, too, man.
So, well, I'm learning. It's fun to learn how to do this. And it's all a journey, and I'm learning and growing. And I've got a lot of extra time this year, as we all know why, to sit in my basement and learn how to do software.
That is going to be one of my, I think, goals over the winter, is to go ahead and do that. Learn how to do my gear, the recording gear a little bit better. And the other big goal I have is I have this old, awesome sitar with the actual old wooden pegs, and I'm afraid to change the strings. But as I was playing it the other day, I broke a string, so that's going to be the next challenge.
A sitar.
Yep. I got it. Wow. Listen, I got it. It's hold on, a broken string, but check this out. Hold on, I'm grabbing it. Here it is.
Please stand by.
Here it is. I mean, it's the real big, you know, the good old Robbie. Can you hear it?
No, that sounds so trop rock. I can't believe you don't take it out on your gig.
I know. I'm telling you. No, I love this thing, man. But I broke the string. And besides,
with all the other crap you bring out on a gig, I'm surprised you don't bring this guitar.
I'm actually working it in. You know me, Mike. I'm working it in on a tune. So I'm figuring it out. I'm figuring it out.
Yeah.
And it will be there eventually, one day. So.
Okay. Well, I'll, everyone's on the edge of their seats waiting now.
All right. Well, Mike, before I let you fly, let everybody know, how do you get your single, your brand new single? How do you get it?
It is available on all the major music outlets, including CD Baby doesn't do it anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Amazon Music, iTunes, or Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora.
Got them all.
Who knows where else? Just type MikeMcEnery.com. You'll get to go to my website.
And go download it, not just stream it. Download it, people.
Yeah, pay that 99 cents. What the heck? You'll have it for life.
Exactly.
You can pass it on to your kids and your grandkids, and they will be so happy.
Exactly. So it's magical, like your song.
So, yes.
All right, so I'm going to go play it right now. I'm going to go play your new tune. So thank you so much, because I know, it's the busy time of year. So thanks for checking in, Mike.
Thank you, Johnny. We'll see you later.
Here is your brand new song.
The sounds of the sea, you turn on for me. A current deep inside my soul. You got wings and lines that bring the wind and waves in your control. You work your magic on me. Till I just forget to breathe. I'm floating in your mystery. You work your magic on me. A summer breeze and following seas, I set those sails and they set me free. We dance along just like a song. Your creaks and moans sing to me. You work your magic on me. Just forget to breathe. I'm floating in your mystery. You work your magic on me. The moon pulls on the sea. I feel your gravity. You slowly cast your spell, and I think it worked out well. You work your magic on me until I just forget to breathe. I'm floating in your mystery. Just forget to breathe. I'm sailing in your mystery. Work your magic on me. Swiping my boss, taking everything I've got to
much too fast living. I'm gonna give this one more shot. I'm checking out, I'm heading south. I'm gonna find an old beach chair, set my ass down in the sand, breathe that salty air. Not too sure where I'll end up, but I know when I get there, I'm gonna find a little peace of mind somewhere south. I don't care. Love and lady love, well, I've made a few mistakes, but if you think that I should grow up now, it's a little bit too late. I'm gonna climb up on a rainbow, jump over the moon, land in my backyard and drink rum all afternoon. I'm checking out, I'm heading south. I'm gonna find an old beach chair, set my ass down in the sand, breathe that salty air. Not too sure where I'll end up, but I know when I get there, I'm gonna find a little peace of mind somewhere south. I don't care. Crazy world keeps spinning, that might be good for you. When 6 o'clock comes rolling around, I'm turning off the news. I'm gonna spend my mornings walking with my dog out on the beach, chasing driftwood pieces where they seem a lot like me. I'm checking out, I'm heading south. I'm gonna find an old beach chair, set my ass down in the sand, breathe that salty air. I'm not too sure where I'll end up, but I know when I get there, I'm gonna find a little peace of mind somewhere south. If I don't care, yeah, I'm gonna find a little peace of mind somewhere south. I don't care.
Just because summer's over doesn't mean you need to lose your salty vibe. Go to saltyvibes.net right now and choose from styles like palm trees, tikis, sailboats, sailfish, margaritas, and more. Check out their brand new long sleeve tees, sweatshirts, and hoodies. Don't lose your salty vibe. Go to saltyvibes.net right now and get yours, where the sun meets the fun.
You left, I let the tall grass swallow it up. Today I took the tackle box you stowed in the back to put it with the rest of the stuff that you always kept here. Your rod and reel, UV shades, and your favorite lures. Then I hooked up the boat and drove out to the shore. I've got two bobbers dancing in the middle of the my mind back to long summer days gone by, drifting on the water with the shadows growing longer, searching for new spots to try. As long as I live, I won't know what heaven is, but I bet for you it's a lot like this.
it's gonna snow. It's time to pack my bags and go. Don't need much where the weather's fine. I just need the sunshine. These gray skies make me feel old. These old bones, they can't take the cold. One hot beach and a bottle of wine. I just need the sunshine. You can't make me learn to ski when I can lay here on the beach. I'm right down where I belong. Bye-bye till winter is gone. La 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 la. Now all these words, they take too much time. I just need the sunshine. Staying down where the wind blows warm. Always some kind of party going on. Tiki bar and boiled shrimp is fine. I just need the sunshine. You can't make me learn to ski when I can lay here on the beach. I'm right down where I belong. Bye-bye till winter is gone. La 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 la. A little reggae will make this song fine. I just need the sunshine. La 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 la. Sing it with me, here's the bottom line. I just need the sunshine. La 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 la. La 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 la. A little dark Jamaican rum, just a shot is fine. Salt air and sunshine. Hit me again, bartender. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. La 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 la. Sing it with me on the bottom line. I just need the sunshine. La 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 la. Sing it with me for the very last time. I just need the sunshine.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on the line. I would like to say calling from Aruba, but I'm not sure. The one and only Robin Trigger.
Hello.
The reason I said Aruba is I saw your like Aruba video not that long ago. I was you know on the Book of Faces and I was like, oh man, look at that. So and yes. I know you got history Aruba. With Aruba.
So. Oh, Aruba. Oh, I lived in Aruba for a period of time where I was in a show dancing. So I started off as a dancer and I lived in Aruba. It was so amazing. I met my husband there and then I came back home and years later, I wrote a song about that.
How often do you go back?
Piece of my heart.
What's that? Minus pandemic stuff. How often do you go back?
Oh God. Well, it was maybe like every 3 years. Every 3 years, maybe.
That's nice.
As often as I can get there, because it is so gorgeous there. The water is that like fantasy paradise blue. Incredible. I highly recommend it.
So I was there one time for a layover, mm-hmm. and everybody kept saying that it's super windy in Aruba. Is that true?
That is true. So they have a divi-divi tree, and the tree sort of looks like it's been blown one way, because it is. And I remember getting off the plane when I first got there and standing on a balcony, and I have curly hair, and it literally looked like a Divvy Divvy tree, just all was flying to one side. So
that's
yes,
awesome.
It's very windy.
So you got this, oh man, I hate to call it sexy, but it's a sexy sounding tune to me. Summer Crushing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that's
Summer Crushing.
I don't know if that's what you're like, if that was what we were going for, but I think it's got like, it's a sexy kind of song, man.
Yes.
I
you,
like it.
You are right. That's what we were going for. We were going for hot, sultry summer night in a city like Miami. So you sort of have a little bit of a beach breeze and you're dancing on the sidewalks underneath the streetlights, barefoot. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
The band is playing.
That's
yes,
what I got
right.
out of it. That is exactly what I got out of it. I'm not even kidding. So that's what
that's good.
Because I'm always curious. So, okay, because you got the song. I love it. We're going to play it right after we get off here. But what was the inspiration behind this one?
Well, my co-writer is Lou Dog, Lou Delato, and we were having a writing session. We were throwing ideas around, and it was always late at night when we wrote this song because we were working, we were gigging, and we were always exhausted. So Lou came over. He was sitting in my little music area, feeling really tired. I think his eyes were closed. I think I took a picture. He was half asleep, playing these like beautiful melodies and beautiful chords that went well together. And it felt like he was in a different realm. Like he was somewhere else between sleep and being awake. And he just started playing this beautiful melody and chords, and the song sort of started to flow. And we say now that we feel like we lived the song. Like we wrote it so slowly over a bunch of months, and we feel like we lived this experience dancing in the city and drinking tequila.
Nice. So where did you record it? Where did you record this one at?
Yeah, so I recorded this at Sonic Boom Studios in Raritan, New Jersey, with Anthony Krizan, formerly of the Spin Doctors, is incredible. We had Rich Scanelli from Bon Jovi on drums with us.
No
and so
way.
On this, yes. Oh, so he's so good. Oh my gosh. So he played clave and drums on this track. And once he laid that the drums and the clave down, I was like, ooh, it just makes you want to dance. Like, for me, I just want to dance to it.
How many people could say they have the drummer of Bon Jovi on their song?
I know.
How are you? How did
girl.
You pull that? How did you pull that one off? That's incredible.
I have my ways.
Yeah, don't give away. Don't give away. Keep them. You're right. I'm asking. I'm wrong venue to ask you that. Right now, there's other Trop Rock guys going, yeah, how'd she do it? And then, good save. Bon Jovi was like my jam in 87. Not kidding.
Yeah,
like,
man.
It was one of my, it was like Def Leppard and Bon Jovi.
Yep. He probably lives like a town or two away from me.
Man, that's so cool. Yeah, that's a Jersey. That's a Jersey thing, man. That's
yeah,
so cool.
Man.
So then, who else? Then you're playing a uke, right?
There's actually no uke on this.
What?
No uke on this.
I thought I heard a uke. Or is that nylon guitar?
Nylon. That's okay. Right. Nylon guitar, and Anthony played nylon guitar. Yep.
So
it has such a unique sound, that nylon guitar.
The reason I thought it was a uke still, because of you.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Boomer, you know, Boomer Blake, and he said that your ukulele collection rivals my guitar collection. And or that you probably beat me, actually. He said that. You probably have more. So I was thinking, because I used to have a baritone uke. And I donated it to a kid who was trying to learn music. And I, he was... wheelchair bound, and he's trying to do music, and I was like, you know what, take it, it's yours.
That's great. That is great.
And then from there, he's gone on and got other ukuleles and now guitar. So we still stay.
That's so good.
Still stay
that's
in
so
touch.
Good.
And well, because I just think that one little thing of music can change somebody, and I hope it did for him too. But anyways, a baritone is really similar to a nylon, and I was going up and back.
Yeah.
I'm like, is it a nylon or is it a baritone?
And then
And then I know I was going Uke because A, it's you, and then B, Boomer told me that, you know, that we had the the rival collection. So
I do. We have so many different instruments on our walls, and each room of the house has its own little collection because my husband keeps buying these instruments, and I love to play them, but he really likes to buy them. So we find space all over our walls in each room.
That is so cool.
No, but the one on the track, I believe, is a I borrowed it from a friend. Shockingly, I borrowed it from my friend, Lisa Coppola, and it's a nylon string godin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I know
beautiful. Recorded is so beautiful.
It sounds amazing. Like, the production on this is amazing. Like, you have the right people. You have the right people in your corner. I love it, man.
Thank you. That's one thing.
You got quality. Yeah. Every time you put something out, it's quality. And then you got a video already. I'm still trying to work on my video for the song I put out in July. So, and
it was, Johnny, it wasn't easy. Getting everything together. It took months. We wrote this song last summer together, and it just was little by little, right? You have to buy studio time and pay musicians and, you know, get everybody organized and rehearsed or whatever. And it takes a long time. So it's been since last summer.
I know, you know, when the beginning of this happened, remember I interviewed you, we were on the show and I interviewed you and it was the beginning of all this pandemic stuff. And man, I thought I was going to get a lot more stuff done than I did. You know, I was like, all right, I'm going to do this and do that. And I'm there. I mean, I'm getting stuff done, but not at the speed I thought it would happen. So,
no, me neither.
Yeah. No, I have.
Going steady wins the race. So
I have like 4 or 5 half finished song, or not even half, like 3/4 of the way finished. Like, I just need one thing here and a thing here and have it polished, then mixed and mastered. I'm so close.
Yep. Yes. I have 2 more sort of just sitting there, like waiting for me to go back in. And I'm like, oh, when am I going to get back in?
Yeah, I know this, I love this, man. I'm glad that exactly what you were going for is what I exactly pictured. That was awesome.
Yes,
so,
you hit the nail on the head there.
All right, so before I let you go, tell everybody where can you download. I know I'm all about downloading because that's what actually helps us get paid for our efforts here. So where can we get it?
That's
Where can everybody get it?
Well, you can get it on iTunes.
Nice.
I think that's really the only place to shop anymore, right, and download a song. iTunes?
I do Amazon.
Or Amazon. Yeah. Oh, that's right, Amazon. Huh, how can I forget Amazon?
Yeah, because CD Baby stopped. I'm trying to think. CD Baby stopped. And there's like Spotify and stuff like that. But
yeah, it's everywhere you can normally buy music or stream. It's all good.
Awesome. Well, Robin, thank you. I'm like crushing, summer crushing on the fact you had Bon Jovi's drummer on your album, too. First of all, it's awesome because, you know, I love your hair and because, you know, the curls and all that stuff. Yeah, but yours is so cool. I love it.
Thank you.
And then just the song is so sultry and sexy. And then Bon Jovi's drummer. Holy cow. Man, you pulled that one off. That is great. Well, thank you so much for being on. Ladies and gentlemen, Robin Trigger.
Thank you, Johnny.
We're going out, there's an orange sky. Dressed to the nines, feeling so alive. Steamy nights of July will get you high. You're a shaker and I'm a mover. Tequila kiss in the back of an Uber. Loving the city, there's nothing cooler. Cooler. Summer crushing. And the band's got us locked in tight. Summer crushing. Let's sneak away, gotta get to know ya. Watch your lips. crush it, wishing we could stay right where we are. Things to go home.
she started swearing. She said, Johnny, where we get these rings that we're both wearing? He looked down at the silver and recalled a Mexican wedding. He said, if I were a gambling man, baby, I'd be betting. There we had one shot where the salt and lime. We had two shots, started feeling fine. We had three, we agreed we needed number four. We had five, we had six, we had seven, maybe more. And the next thing you know, there were vows that we were saying at a church where the priest and mariachi band was playing. Living La Vida Loca in the land of the cold Corona. Then we passed out husband and wife in a couple coma. A couple coma.
mixing honey into my herbal tea. I'd even try warm milk if that would help me sleep. 'Cause I've been going 36 hours straight. I close my eyes, but I can't turn off my brain. There's only one cure for what I've got. I don't need a doctor, but I do need a shot.
One thing I am missing is live music. I miss playing live and I miss seeing live. So I'm glad Caravan of the Keys and all this Trop Rock Fest going down in Key West is happening. I wish I was there. I wish I was there, but here I am. So with that, I want to start doing this new thing, a new segment called Live at Last, and that's what it's going to be. Live, and I'll play you three live songs from musicians that we got here, and I'm kicking this segment off. We got Paul Rausch because he's got his new disc out, his live album. We're going to play a little Danny Rosato telling my favorite story about being a coral reefer, and Jack Mosley wrapping this three block up. And with Jack, it's always a surprise. I mean, he has aliens come to his show. So here we go, kicking it off live at last. The three songs of live tunes. Here we go.
In 2009, when I was here, we went to a little shop in town called Joe's Bike Shop. I hope everybody knows about Joe's. And we rented a couple bikes to ride up and down the beach. And he said if you go north, that's when the best views are, the best sunrises and sunsets. So we took off north, and we went way past here. And we got somewhere up this way where they were doing some construction, building a condo or something. And right before we got there, my bike became defective. I'll just tell you, the seat broke off my bike. All I had left was that little aluminum post sticking out. Having already had my procedure for that year, I decided it was time to push the bike along. So we were pushing the bikes, and we walked past this construction site. And they're on break. They're squatted down underneath it, smoking smokes and drinking Cokes. And this guy looks at me, and he looks at my bike, and he looks at me, and he looks at my bike. And he goes, "Too much pressure." Which I thought was totally unlike the love I've gotten from the Belize people up until that point. But on the way back, we stopped here. We made a bunch of new friends. And we proved that day that there's no such thing as a bad day when you're on vacation. Sunsets are the best on the north end of the key. At least that's what the man behind the counter said to me. He slid the forms across the desk and I signed my name three times. And Joe said, "Here's your bicycles, amigo. Have fun and enjoy the ride." So we took off down the sandy streets like the tourists always do. We hit the beach, headed north, and found a hammock made for two. It was just hanging there between two crooked palms, inviting us to watch the sun go down, wrapped in each other's arms. Goes a bad day on vacation. It's better than your best day on the job. Thanks to Joe's advice, the day he rented us those bikes, it was a day we know we'll never forget. And that bad day on vacation hasn't happened yet. And as darkness settled in and the night sky filled with stars, we pushed our bikes along until we found this palapa bar full of folks telling tales about their day in the sun. We drank more than our share of Belican beer and one barrel rum. Then we checked the time. We knew that Joe'd be closing soon. Said goodbye to our new friends and headed back beneath the moon. As we pulled up to his place, "Joanne, how was your day, my friend?" Said it was the perfect kind of day we hoped would never have to end. The same goes a bad day on vacation. It's better than your best day on the job. Thanks to Joe's advice, the day he rented us those bikes, it was a day we know we'll never forget. And that bad day on vacation, yeah, that bad day on vacation hasn't happened yet. No such thing as a bad day. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon at the Tiki House. How are you guys doing?
Woo!
I'd like to say thank you to Tiki Man Radio for broadcasting today. Is everybody here been waiting for Jimmy? Anybody seen Jimmy? Is there any Jimmy sightings yet? What? You saw Jimmy? You saw Jimmy Buffett? Week and a half ago. Okay, awesome. So about 12 years ago, I lived in Omaha, Nebraska, and I got a chance to see Jimmy Buffett play the opening of a Cheeseburger Paradise restaurant. And the Cool Reaper Band was not with him on this day. He had a great band called Johnny Rustler and the Beach Bum Band backing him up. And Jimmy played about 40 minutes or so, then he went on his way. And after about 4 mojitos and a conga line, I went up to request a song. And Johnny looked at me, "Can you sing it?" Shit, yeah, I can sing that shit. So that was the one time that I got to be the lead singer for Jimmy Buffett's backup band for one song. So they got me thinking, what would it take for Jimmy to let me be in his band? So I went home and made a list of all my bullshit qualifications, put them down in a song, and they say, if you're applying for a job, you need a resume. So this is my musical resume. It's called I Want to Be a Coral Reefer. I want to be a coral reefer, play my guitar with a band. I'm tired of pacing the cage, want to stand on the stage making music with a man. I'm tired of standing on the lawn, even if it all falls down. I want to be a coral reefer when Jimmy Buffett comes to town. I love the taste of land shark beer, and I don't even need a line. And my tin cup is a chalice, it keeps me high on good red wine. I grew up in Alabama, only rooting for the tide. Can I get a roll tide? Wasting away where the waters collide. I want to be a coral reefer, play my guitar with band. I'm tired of pacing the cage, want to stand on the stage making music with a man. I'm tired of standing on the lawn, even if it all falls down. I want to be a coral reefer when Jimmy Buffett comes to town. Yo! Say my mind is like a jukebox, full of a million useless rhymes. But it'll come in mighty handy if you forget your lines. There's a blonde stranger running circles through my mind. I hear she loves a reefer, both kinds. I want to be a coral reefer, play my guitar with a band. I'm tired of pacing the cage, want to stand on the stage making music with a man. I'm tired of standing on the lawn, even if it all falls down. I want to be a coral reefer when Jimmy Buffett comes to town. I want to be a coral reefer, yeah, when the parrot has gathered round at the tea house. I want to be a coral reefer when Jimmy Buffett comes to town. Thank you very much. In case you guys don't know, Boomer and I just met about 3 days ago. We practiced over a sketchy FaceTime connection. That's a true story.
No joke, man.
You know, I don't know about you, but as far as my life goes, good, bad, and indifferent, I have one thing to say. It has been a hell of a ride.
Remember as a kid, I was 5 or 6. I had a little red wagon just like all the other kids. One day I took my wagon to the top of a hill. Hopped in, rolled down, and nearly got myself killed. What have you done? Oh,
time, it was a hell of a ride. It was a hell of a ride. I wouldn't change a thing. If I could go back in time, I'd do it all the same. It went up, it went down, then it began to slide. But overall, I'd have to say it was a hell of a ride. The baby looked me in the eyes and said, I gotta leave. She said, you know that I love you, but I got to be free. I was taken by surprise, I didn't know what to say, but I pulled it all together as she turned to walk away. I didn't ask where, I didn't want to know why. I just said, thank you, babe, you know it's been a hell of a ride. It all the same. We've been up, we've been down, and we've been on the slide. But overall, I'd have to say it's been a hell of a ride. When that final curtain falls, when I hear the trumpets blow, when I cross that River Jordan, well, I'll be ready to go. When I see a band of angels and they're coming after me, they won't have to ask me twice if I'm ready to leave. But when St. Peter stops and asks me how I enjoyed my life, I'll just stop and say, Pete, it's been a hell of a ride. It's been a hell of a ride. I wouldn't change a thing. If I could go back in time, I'd do it all the same. Been up, I've been down, and I've been on the slide. But overall, I'd have to say it's been a hell of a ride.
Sipping your cup of coffee down by the waterline, feet in the water, an old beach chair, you're doing fine. A new day lies ahead, take a moment to clear your mind. Beach Buddha coffee, a fresh cup of island time. Beach Buddha coffee, the best roast from coast to coast.
Check out Beach Buddha Coffee's Sunrise, Sunset, and Coconut Bay Roast, as well as their unique gift sets at beachbuddhacoffee.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on the line, and I know I've told them before, but my hero, Todd Donnelly, from Mr. Myers, and Todd Donnelly, and Family Band, and you got so much, man, I don't even know how to introduce you. You got all the different variations of the Mr. Myers, Todd Donnelly band going on.
It is truly a menu, like endless variations, but that's why I'm still working. So I got to reinvent myself and just keep going, you know?
I know, man. It's awesome. Hey, I love this new tune. I mean, the vibe, it's great. So
it's a surprise. We actually, that piano you're hearing on there is my mom's 50-year-old baby grand that we inherited, and so I learned to play on that piano, and now what's cool is it's on this tune, and Dylan, you know, the intro is like that mellow surprise thing, and then boom, yeah. Rastafi.
No, I know, it was cool, and hey, you know what, I gotta tell you what I think is really awesome, to play with your kids, and to do that, I mean, that's gotta be pretty special.
It's my bucket list times 10, I mean, I gotta tell you, if there's ever something that, you know, when I started this, I never imagined that first of all, I'd have these two playing with me at, you know, at band level, and then also now writing and recording with them. So, I mean, they've just, they took the torch and they're running with it. So they're keeping me, keeping me going.
Awesome.
You know?
That's so cool. I mean, cause as you know, I've started late in life having kids. So that means, let's say roughly, wait, how old is Dylan?
With Dylan? He's 18.
Okay. And then,
Tyler's 16.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So 16, let's see, 10 more years. Okay. So I guess I'll be in my 50s then. I'll be like 56 if they take Tyler's route, which I told you, I'm going to try
that's
to get going.
That's where I'm at. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
oh no, it's never too. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Like that is a goal. And it actually kind of spawns from you. So I don't know, man, I got to tell people, cause I don't know if people know this or not out there, but Todd, you, and I told you before, I know, I'm just repeating myself to you, but you were kind of the I have to say about 70% of the reason that I started the Beach Bum Band. And I know,
well, thank you.
I know I've told you before, but it spawns all the way back. Okay, I'm going to take you back. Let's go back in to me what it is now, ancient history, but let's go back. So you remember the Key Wester? That used to be in Naperville. So I was this, like, just getting my drink on college kid, end of my college career, and I discovered Buffett, like, a couple years before that, and then it was you. Then I found you. And at the time, it was, like, the Tom Carey band. But you had, I like the reggae vibe a little bit more. So, like, man, Live at Last, the first Live at Last, I think I burned through that CD, like it was a double disc, right? Is that the double disc one? I'm trying to.
No, actually, that's a single one. But yeah, the double disc was all the vinyl stuff. But that's later. But 92 is when we did the first Live at Last. But yeah, that's got all the hits on it, as they say.
Then maybe it's the no. It's just, there's a double disc one. I swear I had a double disc one.
Oh yeah, that's the stuff we did from that was called 1981 to 1996.
That's it.
96.
That's
the that one. Was a 15 year.
Those
15-year compilation. Yeah.
Those two, because it was Live at Last, too. I remember that.
Right,
those
yeah.
two albums, I constantly, like, I burned my, because remember, this is when cars had CD players. I burned my CD player out just jamming to those tunes. You know what I mean? So, like,
well, thank you, man.
For me to play these gigs and play with you and be, you know, like, to me, I know it's weird. I know it sounds weird, but, like, you're like a hero to me. So,
well, thank you, Johnny. That means a lot.
Because honestly, the other part of that is I didn't think there was even a chance in hell to have a band like what we do with Steel Pans and all that stuff around Chicago. I'm like, oh, it doesn't exist. And then when I found you, it was like, oh, this is great. And then when I actually found guys that wanted to play it, I was like, you got to be kidding me. So, and there were songs that, like, I know this sounds weird. I'm spilling the beans here, man. I'm going behind the scenes for people. But old band members, well, you play with them, like Terry. They were like, hey, let's play Cecilia. Like, let's do that. And I go, no, we can't do that. I'm like, why? I'm like, because Todd kills that song. Like, that you own that one. I'm like, there's no way we'll ever play it up to Mr. Meyer's level. So it was like that's like you, oh, you have reinvented and owned that cover tune. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, you gotta let that happen. And, but, you know, but you inspired me to take those things, like some of these tunes and make them your own, you know, instead of trying to make them sound like the record. It's like, no, we've done that. And a lot of it falls back on to the things that you did. And I know it sounds crazy because you're not like, you know, we're not that far apart in age. So it's like, I just didn't know it was possible until you. So around here, you know, I just kind of thought it was like, oh, we'll go to Buffett concert twice a year. And, you know, that was it.
Right. Play the song, you know, by heart. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
No,
that was it. So, and now you got another, this awesome tune, Easy on Yourself out. And where did you record it at, man?
Oh, I got a studio in my basement here that, you know, I've actually been building it over the years, but I went that route with my last one, that Tropical Existence, CD, which was 2017. But I, you know, it's just a 24 track in the basement that and we can stroll down there and do stuff anytime. In fact, the boys, I have to kind of kick them out when I'm ready to record because that's their music room. But, you know, it was all done. Like, we started during the pandemic. So we started in like March, April. We just, this is a song that I actually had for probably 10 years in my head. See, I have a lot of these songs they're playing in my head and they're done. Like what you're hearing now is what has been playing in my head for 10 years. So
I get
now,
it.
Now I can, but you know, to be inside there. So to get it out now, it enables me to get other stuff in there. So that's the cool thing about it. But I mean, the other part is being able to realize it and create those nuts and bolts that make it sound the way you want it to. And so I'm a notorious perfectionist with that. So the boys, you know, they're used to that now, but I kind of let them have some breathing room on this one. And, you know, I had Rich on guitar and I have, you know, Dwayne on bass. And so, but I'm doing very little on the song, except there's one little pan track and I'm singing, but it's all these guys, you know. Dylan's got three keyboard tracks, killing that clavinet and like the piano. And I just let him keep stacking tracks on there, you know, and Tyler, you know, did his thing on the drums. And that's the first time he's actually done, you know, drum kit on a Mr. Myers song.
That's so cool, man. No, you absolutely have to be proud of it. And I'm so glad that you're still making new originals, man. I mean, for me as a fan, it's, you know, because that's the weird thing. I know we're quote peers, but like I am still a Todd Donnelly, Mr. Myers fan. You know what I mean? Like,
well, thank you.
And it's just, man, it's awesome. So I'm so glad you're still cranking tunes out. Cause you know, some guys kind of quit. They're like, oh no, we got our thing and we'll do our covers and that's it. Cause you know, that's, you know how it is around some places in town, that covers is what pays. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly. You push your stuff to the back burner and it does happen for me too.
Hey, we didn't put an album out. The Beach Bum Band between 2009 until, was it last year, the year before? We stopped. We're like, well, that's good, but there's not, you know, we got, and we had all these tunes, but it wasn't paying the bills, you know, so we kind of backburnered that stuff, and that's why now I'm like on this big push of getting it all done. So, and I bought, and you'll get it. I bought gear, like studio gear, because I'm building my, like how you're doing, building the studio in the basement, and it's all beyond me, Todd. I need a tutor to come over and show me how to use it. So,
well, no, thank goodness I got these guys, because these guys are tech savvy, and you know, Dylan's like, you got to get this, you know, this next thing, and so I'm like, yeah, I got to, you know, keep expanding it. But he's going to coach me on that. But so what I was going to say about the whole songwriting thing, I actually did in 2017. I did this compilation, which was called Tropical Existence, which was actually half new and half old. Like I remastered Key West Cats, and I did, you know, Modern Day Pirates had been a single, but what I did was I grabbed up all the stuff that was either one to be re-released, like, or I had probably five new ones, and I had, you know, five that were, I don't want to say recycled, but they were redone. And so that, I didn't get a whole lot of attention with that, because all that stuff had been, a lot of it had been released before, but, you know, that was 2017. But yeah, since then, you know, now I've just been kind of regrouping and getting, I got about four or five new ones that are new old ones from the '80s that I had never recorded that are, they're in my head now. So I got to get them.
Hey, you know what I noticed? That eighties vibe is kind of making its way back. Have you noticed that?
Oh yeah.
Like,
that's, I mean, even perfect. Yeah. All the synth stuff that I did on the '80s albums, we can recreate that now. Like, that's what we've been doing. Like, Dylan can find all these patches that we had, and so I've been doing like some of the old Myers stuff from like mid-80s that we couldn't pull it off without a keyboard, you know. And so now we're actually doing that stuff, and it's just really cool for me too to, you know, go back and sing those.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. I love this new tune. Hey, so tell everybody, well, what do you got coming up, man? You got any gigs coming up? Like I told you, I got nothing till March. So right now I'm just hanging on, trying to record, and hopefully some things will pop up. But I know you're playing at least a little bit. So what do you got?
Well, I was until yesterday. I mean, no, I was doing, right. You know, but well, the thing is the beer garden stuff. I mean, I had a ton of work in Lake Geneva. Thank goodness I had Wisconsin like from July, August, September. And I had a few like Billy Bricks and Elgin. I had, you know, a steady Thursday night, but that's of course going away. So right now, I mean, I don't really have anything going on. We are going to do an online concert. Just Tyler and I were going to do a drum steel drum duo. I haven't announced it yet, but so you're hearing it, but it's going to be this Friday the 30th. We're going to do. Yeah.
We just got the debut. I got to play my new. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first. Online, Mr. Myers, Todd, and Dylan. Okay, there we go. It's got to make sure I got
so
the
yeah,
exclusive.
We're going to do. It's Tyler and it's Todd and Tyler. We're going to do a Halloween Eve concert this Friday, and it's going to be 8 p.m. Chicago time. So we're going to do And I will be taking requests. I'm going to actually pay attention and see what people want to hear, but it's going to be a drum, steel drum power duo.
That's awesome.
And Dylan will be back in Thanksgiving. So then we're going to, you know, start doing the trio again, but it's going back to online for me right now. That's about, you know, that's what I can do with it. And,
I was not that
good. I can let people know.
Getting that stuff set up. So, like,
I
had one.
Oh, you had fun. You were good. I saw that one we did together with the Parrot Club, and it was, that was pretty cool. We did like the three of us did a back to back thing.
That took many fails to get till I got to there. So, you know.
No, I know what you mean. But different world now. And then that video thing is hard to wrap my head around, but I'm doing it. And like I said, I got help from these guys. But, we're going to fill in the blanks here and do online as much as we can.
Yeah.
To keep it all going.
I think that's how it's going to have to go. At least for, like in today, I opened the news and not to be like a downer, but like my WGN app said it was like almost 6,200 new cases. And like, holy cow. Like, we got to open up. You know, I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, and I got a couple guys in the beach bum band that are high risk. So they're not keen to play in anything inside right now. So it's going to be some different waters to navigate. But in the meantime, it gives time to create new tunes like Easy on Yourself, man, which I love. I love it. I'm going to play it next. And so.
Well, thank you.
So tell everybody before I cut you loose, where do you go and download this song?
Right now, it's still in the pipeline, as they say. So there's an app to hear it on my website, but it's going to be downloadable. I'm hoping to have it on Spotify and Apple and all that stuff by next week. But it had a glitch in the pipeline. Believe me, everybody's releasing music right now. So all those outlets are backed up. So I thought it'd be, you know, like the normal time, but it's like things are moving a little slowly. So what I'll do is I'll make announcements when it is actually, you know, live on there. But there's a link on my, if you go on either my Facebook page under Todd Donnelly or ToddDonnellyMusic.com, you can find.
I got the link.
MrMyers.com too.
I got it. It's Todd Donnelly. .hearnow.com easy-on-yourself, which is
it's kind of a long one.
But if you look it up, ladies and gentlemen, you will find it. So
yeah,
and it's a good tune. All right, well, I'm gonna go play it right now. So Todd, thank you so much for calling in, my man, my hero.
All the best. All right, we'll see you soon.
All right, man, I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Take it easy on yourself. Take it. sleep. Your list of things to do is incomplete. So how about a brand new start? It all begins with an open heart. So take a look at who you really are and ask yourself what you're doing here. Because you're running and running to keep up the pace, but you're still not there. You got to slow down, just slow down, take a step back. It's time to start right now. Take it easy on yourself. Take it easy on yourself. There's only so much you can do to see it through. Take it easy on yourself. Take it easy on yourself. Take your time, ease your mind, you'll be fine. Take it easy on your, easy on yourself. Take it easy on yourself.
Today, but another.
rum helps a little when life is a lot. I said, rum helps a little when life is a lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, check out Facebook Trop Rock Strong and you will see where everybody's playing. Next week on the show, I'll be throwing out somewhere some people will be playing. But right now, let's talk about where you might want to be drinking. So, in Key West, there's a couple bars that I'm going to hit up here. This is according to Traveler magazine here. I have not been. I'm going to hit you the places that I've not been because I don't want to be biased about it. And I'm hoping next week that we will have one of my favorite bars in Key West, Schooner Wharf. The Beach Bum Band plays there. I've loved it before that. The food, the drink, being on the wharf, the oysters. Ah, and then you got the live music. Just the whole place is awesome. So, and I want to check in with them as the beach bar of the week. But in the meantime, I know it's not necessarily on the beach, but on the rock, here's a couple of the places I have not been that I'm hoping you can tell me about, okay? I'm going to post this this article here, too. But the one bar they said is called, ironically, like the Jimmy Buffett tune, the La Ti Da, the historic La Ti Da Hotel. And it's like a complex there, so it's got a bunch of different bars, a restaurant that's colorful outside. You know, it's got just calls to travelers at night. It's the way to go. It's got a nice little terrace, a piano bar, beer, wine. Have you been to the actual La Ti Da? Let me know. I want to know. And then the other place that I have not been is the Southernmost Beach Cafe. Have you been there? I haven't checked it out. I have not been there, so I don't know. And that's one of those places that I'd like to check out, too, because I know some people are like, really are crazy. And I guess what it is it's beachfront, and it's this little shabby chic kind of design. And it's got a killer happy hour from what I'm reading. And, you know, where they got the nice boat drinks that I like to go with. They have all that stuff. But it's part of the Southern Beach Resort. So if you get there, I'm really curious if you've ever drinking there. So that's another place. And then one more that I'm going to set you with is called the Hogfish Bar and Grill. Not the Hog's Breath, the Hogfish. Now, the places I haven't been. Now, this is a little bit out, okay? It's out on a marina on Stock Island, and it's just far enough that you know, away from Duval Street, that it's kind of a bit of a find from what I hear. So is it? I've seen people on Facebook playing there. I have never been here. So, you know, it's one of those places you got to kind of drive and find. But it's got, from the way it looks, you know, you have everything from the tiki hut, thatched roof, the wooden picnic tables, the mounted license plates. You know, it's got its nautical decor, of course, and it's got it all there. So if you've been there, I want to check that one out, too. So let me know, and we will check that one out as well. And that's the top three of the tiki bars in Key West that I have not been to. I'm going to hit you up with the ones I've been to. Those are the ones I have not been to. So, well, you know what? It's only right if we're going to do that. We're going to have to go ahead and play some Howard Livingston, man, some of the Key's very own right here. So here's a little Howard Livingston.
There's a little secret down in the Florida Keys. It's a slice of heaven under the coconut trees. You can sit there and watch the world go by while you have some rum and a piece of key lime pie. And when I'm there, I'm always feeling right. That's where you find me almost every night. It's why I'm going to Mangrove Mamas. I ain't talking about Mexico or the Bahamas. It's a little cafe down on Highway 1. And if you go in there, I know you're gonna have some fun. Mangrove Mamas.
friend Patty, she works behind the bar. When you walk in there, she treats you like a movie star. She'll make you a drink in a coconut cup, and before too long you'll be back there wanting her to fill it up. And when the band starts to play, we start dancing the night away. Can you make my grouper well done? You know a moonlit night can make a fool of anyone.
I'm going to mangrove mamas. I ain't talking about Mexico or the Bahamas. It's a little cafe down on Highway 1. And if you go in there, I know you're gonna have some fun.
Every time I think I should go home, the band starts playing my favorite song, and all the pretty girls start to swing and sway. They say, please don't go, why don't you stay? And I say, okay, that's why
I'm going to mangrove mamas. I ain't talking about Mexico or the Bahamas. It's a little cafe down on Highway 1. And if you go in there, I know you're gonna have some fun. And Mango Mamas. I'm going to Mango Mamas.
Shoes, makeup, perfume, and diamonds. You always impress, turn heads the second you walk through the door. You're like a real life work of fine art, baby, you're priceless. I just wanna get home, get that black dress down on the floor. 'Cause when you got nothing on, there ain't nothing wrong. Loving you all night long's all I want. I've seen the mountains high, I've sailed the ocean blue. When you got nothing on, ain't nothing got nothing on you. You're better than Venice, Vegas, New York, LA, Paris. Over morning in the fall, the Grand Canyon on a full moon. trade places. Long as I'm here with you, baby, I've got a room with a view. That's when you got nothing on. There ain't nothing wrong. Loving you all night long's all I want to do. I've seen the mountains high. I've sailed deep. Got nothing on, ain't nothing got nothing on you. No.
So we hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you, Todd, Robin, Mike, for calling in and letting us chat you up about those brand new singles. Don't forget, go get them, go download them, and just jam to them while, you know, summer is sinking away here. Endless summer. So don't forget to check us out on Shore Life Radio, on Beachfront Radio. And if you missed any shows, go to beachbarsandguitars.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we will see you next week with the big Key West Drop Rock Strong Fest. So, hope you have a great week. We will talk to you soon right here. Beach Bars, Guitars, we love you. Thanks for tuning in.